Friday afternoon, round and third, heading for home. That means North Dakota Game and Fish Department outreach biologist Doug Lear is in the studio. Howdy, Doug.
Hey, good afternoon, Mick. I'm doing more than heading for home. We're heading for spring.
Yes.
Doesn't spring officially start next week?
Monday, 5:29 a.m. Central Time.
To be exact?
Yes, 5:29 a.m. So you and I are up at that time of the day. So
yes.
We will greet spring. Haven't you had your kids balance an egg and whatnot at the moment of the vernal equinox?
Oh, this is a big time of year for some people. Thanksgiving and Christmas and that in-between time is huge. But for us, when you have St. Patrick's Day and then you have spring, I mean, this is just as big, Mick.
No pagan rituals will be done, but we could celebrate spring in a real fun way.
I've always kind of, I mean, there's not an Irish bone in our family, but if there's a reason to celebrate something, I'll take St. Patrick's Day. One of the fun things that I've done, and even my kids who are growing older now, they still get a kick out of it, and I'll wake up early in the morning like yourself, and I'll take a little thing of green food coloring, and I'll start off in the toilet with some green. The trick is not just the toilet, but also the tank.
Okay, so, yep.
Got to get the toilet and the tank with some green food coloring. And then I'll grab like a handful of just some of that like cheap green kind of, I'll call it pixie dust, confetti.
All right.
Spread that around the house and tip up some chairs and take the cushions out of the couch, which always makes the wife happy. And we advance into the kitchen. And the fridge is probably the key for St. Patrick's Day.
What do you do with the fridge?
Well, depends on what's in there, but one
now,
of the easy ones.
When I was going to college, I had a lot of green things in the fridge, but that was
different.
Now, totally different, yes.
Yep, and this is not pickles, but I'll go into the yogurt, a couple of green drops of food coloring into the vanilla yogurt, and then we'll usually make sure that we get the milk. And the thing about the milk is you want to make sure that it's probably like the gallon jug is about half gone. Put a couple of food coloring drops in there, and then you got to shake it up a little bit and get that mixed up good and green. Get a nice firm shade of green. After that, you're kind of left to your devices as to you might put a little bit on the eggs. You don't want to put any if mom's got some steak that she's thawed out. You don't want to put green food coloring on the steak, Mick.
Not on the meat at all. Sounds like Daddy Lear is kind of a prankster and kind of fun.
Try to be. And then here's one of the problems that you've created, though. Because in most years on St. Patrick's Day, then I'll move the celebration outdoors. And I'll put green food coloring in the snowbanks. And that shows where the leprechauns have marked their territory.
Sure.
But I don't think I'm going to be able to do that this year, Mick.
No, the snow is gone. It will, it pretty much, well, we got windy today, but 50, 40s and 50s. Southwest South Dakota down around Edgemont, 70.
Wow. So am I hope to get some snow, is that over with? Is spring actually really going to be here when spring begins on Monday, or is this going to be the second chapter of the alternative spring?
I think this year, odds are, what could happen is it's unlikely we will get another significant snow event. However.
However.
This is like to Harry
Truman. When
Truman's,
you don't have a butt, you got a however.
And it's a big however. And it's this is North Dakota, South Dakota. We can have a blizzard in May. I hope it doesn't happen. I don't think it'll happen this year, but we could have another shot of snow that'll cover it. Wouldn't stick or, I don't see any sub-zero air coming, but hey. It's going to be, we got March to go through yet, and, snow happens.
Right. But the good thing about snow in March, it doesn't last as long as snow in November.
Right. And most of the basketball tournaments are soon to be history, so we're not threatened by them causing a blizzard.
Yeah, they do their share. Yeah. Well, so if you were going to spend your time outdoors and you were looking for the best chance to play golf this weekend, where would you have to go to find some of the warmest temperatures coming our way in the next couple of days, Mick?
Anywhere along into the south of I-90 in South Dakota. And out western North Dakota, around Dickinson, Bully Pulpit, you know, that's a hot one. There's that golf course east of Williston that's pretty...
Oh, yeah, out by Ray. Yep. Was that the Lynx? They'll correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah. And then even the one northwest of Bismarck, the Eagle...
Hawktree,
that's it. So those are all good because we'll be like in the 40s and 50s. I don't know if they're open yet.
Probably not. Well, I would venture to say that you probably won't be playing golf in Devil's Lake.
No, because you could play on Devil's Lake yet. So.
You know, and that's really been kind of you. And trust me, as you and I always discuss when we talk about spending time outdoors, whether it's hunting in the fall, whether it's water safety in the summer, the late season ice fishing, we always put safety as the highest priority. But the fact of the matter is, you're still going to be able to find places on Devil's Lake and in the northeastern, north central part of North Dakota, Lake Metegoshi up by Botno and stretching your way across the northern tier of North Dakota from Lake Darling north of Minot all along. You're still going to find places with good ice. The fun thing about this time of year is that you're also going to be able to find places where you can find some of those channels mm-hmm. where this warm temperature that we have and is going to continue to warm up is going to create a little bit of runoff. So you might be finding spots where you can do some open water fishing, you can do some ice fishing, and you know the advanced and experienced anglers, they know that here's where I can go in the springtime of year and I can find myself a little bit of open water. I've seen pictures of guys I don't endorse it. I've seen pictures of guys ice fishing 3 feet away from open water, and they've got, 10 inches of ice because there's a little spot where it runs off, and they know that they've got good, solid ice. So it's a fun time of year to get outdoors. Like everything else, if you do it the smart way and you do it the right way, it's still a fun time to get out there, Mick.
And safe and productive.
Well, absolutely. And that's really one of the draws of this time of year. And when we talk about influences on outdoor activities, the lengthening of days is always key. It's no different than, the lengthening of days for animals going into estrus cycles. It's not different whatsoever. Same thing happens with fish. The lengthening of days, the temperatures of the water starting to warm up, and you start to see fish moving into that spawn period. Northern pike, typically the first, and again, I can't tell you the day, I can't tell you the time or the place, but I can tell you that traditionally, this time of year, we have some really good pike fishing activity. And then a little bit later on, you'll start to see the walleye as we get to pre-spawn. And that's one of the differences that we have in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota is in North Dakota, we don't close our fishing season. Now, coming up on April 1st, you'll need to have a new fishing license in North Dakota. But places like Minnesota, their walleye season closed up the end of February. They're, for the most part, that Lake of the Woods, they still have a season open until April 14th.
Okay.
Until April 14th. But you want to check ahead. Different states and different areas do things a different way. But we've seen in North Dakota, it's probably been a little over 20 years. It's probably around 92, 93 when we stopped closing up our fishing season. And arguably, our fishing is better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that, Minnesota, you got to follow our lead that because we open our fishing season up year round that our fishing is better. It's because of the water that came along with that when the water came back in 1993.
But water doesn't have everything to do with it because, Minnesota landed 10,000 lakes, but, we're down to about 1,000 fish, seems like.
You just hit a home run right there is that you have to have the balance is you have to have not just the water, but you have to have the total habitat that can support that. And that's what we've seen happen in North Dakota is as the water came back, it brought along those inflows that we have into our lake system is a lot different than Minnesota. We have a lot of places that are reservoirs and nobody in Minnesota has a Lake Sakakawea. Mm-hmm. And they'll go, well, sure, we got Lake of the Woods. We got Mille Lacs Lake. Yeah, you got big lakes. But those are natural mm-hmm. lakes. Lake Sakakawea, Lake Oahe into South Dakota. Those are reservoirs, and they have the benefit of that spring runoff. And that's a total game changer. similar to Jamestown Reservoir and some of the other reservoirs that we have. It's definitely something that is for people in fisheries management. It's an amazing equation that they get to work through, having that inflow each and every spring, that fresh water that comes in, some more than others. And what we've seen this year in the northern stretches of Lake Sakakawea, the upper basin of Devil's Lake, even though Devil's Lake is not a reservoir, there's an inflow that comes in from the north side of that. And that has allowed our walleye productivity to be really above average for going on 25 years. And that, it's just unheard of. It's absolutely phenomenal what's been going on in the Midwest, Mick.
All right. And it's all good, right?
It is. Well, yeah. You know, and the thing that we always make sure that we remind people is we understand the devastation that the tripling of Devil's Lake in acre right. feet in size, what that's done to landowners, what that has done to cropland along the way. So we totally understand. But the fact of the matter is, we can't make it rain. Mm-hmm. We're not into the rain making business. We can't make it rain. So what we try to do is to provide the recreational opportunities that have come along with it. And there's a lot of people in Devil's Lake that, you know, smile a little bit on the sheepish side. They don't brag about it, but they accept that the fishery in Devil's Lake has been phenomenal at the same point, Mick.
Sure. Every foot of rise, though, on Devil's Lake equates to, what, about 12 to 15,000?
It might even be north of that.
Yeah.
It might even be in that 20,000.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, today or this year could lose up to 50,000 acres of farmland. So
yep, no doubt about it.
Scary. All right. I got a question for you on the spawning of pike and walleye. We've got to do that after the break, though.
Sounds good to me.
All righty.